opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Episode here at the Mike Radio Show. Welcome to, of course, www.mikebroadcastddv.com. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. We do welcome all of you. We do welcome all of you, of course, to this great day. It is nice outside. It is sunny. It is beautiful. It is all which you can think, dream, or imagine. But I'm telling you something. We are so glad to be in the house of the Lord today on this great day. And so we're just going to go right into what God has for us today. We're going to go right into it, and we're going to just believe God for some great things today. Amen. And now we're going to pray, and let's get into what God has for us today so that we're able to learn and be equipped. As I always do on every broadcast, my job as an apostle and a prophet is to train and equip the saints. And so that's my job here today on this beautiful Saturday morning. Let's pray and get into it. We give our praise that he is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory. He given unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come, which is your body that filleth all in all, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Good afternoon. Welcome, of course, to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Also, welcome to Mike Live. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to all of my partners, oh my God, to the mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church members, whom are faithful tithers, and to M318, who keeping it rolling, to the President, President CVJ, Yaya, Pastor Sharon, Minister Danielle, and to all those who roll with Reverend McDuff. You just don't know how honored I am to have your support, your prayers, and not just your prayers, but your financial support. It makes a big deal. And you stay on my lips in prayer. I pray for you around the clock. Also give an honor to all my visitors watching, Sister Colette, Jose Morales, this M is for you. Thank you for your support. Crystal, this M is for you. When I give you an M, that means that you are financially giving to Pastor McDuffie's ministry and do it on a consistent basis. This M is for you. And we're going right into a teaching today that I feel led to do some teaching today. Probably on this show, really not what I usually do, but I feel led on this broadcast to teach when I started something. And this is the topic today, and I'm going to give you a real understanding about the power of the Holy Spirit and the purpose of tongues and interpretation of tongues. I'm going to try to do this within an hour, and this is more in-depth teaching, of course, in my SITU studies. Now, I'm going to tell everybody watching me, I'm going to ask that you join me in M318 Circle, because the stuff is changing and switching in about 30 days, and I will not be this accessible. All right, you're going to have to really be committed to the training mode that God has given me to be a part of my close M318 circle and SITU. Soon you'll be just hearing me on Saturdays from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock and on Tuesdays for 1 hour, because I'm making some switches and making some changes, and because I got to really find out who really wants to be trained and taught by the gospel of the kingdom. And I realize I don't want to give what's holy to the swine. Simply mean, don't waste a lot of time with people who don't want to waste time with you. Don't try to force them down someone's neck when they want to hear it. And so my job is to deal with hot topics and hot subjects that I want to help train and equip my people so they really understand the power of Jesus Christ and the power of his word. All right. Now, real quick, let me just give this to you. The Holy Spirit is God. All right. God split himself into three different persons. God split himself into the Father, into the Son, into what I also call the Mother, or the Holy Spirit, the third. And these three make up what you call the godliness, God three in one. So sometime in the past, before there was a such thing as time, God took his word, spoke to himself, and split himself. He took his breath, spoke to himself, and he split himself to marry himself, to offspring himself. And so God became three in one. God was sprung off as a Father, sprung off as a Son, and sprung off as a Mother, or we all call Cletus was close to the English word clitoris, paraclitoris, which represents the female expression of God, God expressed as the Son and God expressed as the Father. In order to produce a son or a daughter, you need a male and female factor. So God took his word, spoke to himself, split himself to marry himself, to offspring himself, all right? In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And that's a unipluralistic noun in the Hebrew language, which means it's a singular word with a pluralistic meaning. So before Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, something else transpired. Before that, God made what you call a theistic covenant within himself. He split himself, the offspring himself, just like cells do in your body, C-E-L-L, hello, Dr. J and Papo. And so you can't even create a word without breath. Hold your breath and say your name. It's impossible because breath creates words. So God took his breath, spoke back to himself, and he split himself in three different parts. God as a father, God as a son, and God as the mother. Elohim. Now, when you slow the word down, Elohim, Hebrew word, El represents what I call the father or the husband or God. The O represents the female or a pregnant woman, a round stomach, all right? The Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. And out through the O comes to him, Elohim. So from the L through the O, you get to him. Watch this. From the L through the O, you get to him. Watch this. From the penis to the vagina, out comes the child, Elohim, all right? Three in one, God the Father, God the Son, God the Mother, all right? Father, Son, God, father, mother, and son, all right? Or in earthly terms, you need a father and the mother to offspring a child, whether that child is male or female. So this number of three is constant and consistent. Many people in my church circles call the Holy Spirit the third person of the Godhead or the third one of the third head. I don't know which one to call it, but the Holy Spirit is God, and it is the Spirit of God. Also, I believe it is the female expression of God, which makes up a true family. You cannot offspring with just two males or two females. One must play the role of the male and the female, and outproduces a son. So when you try to normalize something as abnormal, I don't care what American culture say, I don't care about your television broadcast, I don't care about your political parties, the traditional family is God's design. It's a husband and a wife, is a male and a female. I don't care, you can go to the sperm bank and you can grab stuff out and make what you want to make it, but at the end of the day, traditional marriage is God's idea. Any policies against that, I'm against it. I don't care what policy, what party belong to. But I have to lay this footwork out before I get to the Holy Spirit, the baptism of it, and why the power of the tongues, and why the devil fight tongues so bad, okay? Now, do me a favor. Get your Bible. Go to Acts chapter 2. And no, go to Acts chapter 1. I'm going to be moving fast because I want you to catch this. Jesus Christ went to the cross. He died. He paid the price for our sins. He came out of the grave. He spent 40 more days on the planet. He told 500 people to meet him at this particular place I'm about to give you, because he's going to give them his last instructions before he take off and go back to his place called the third heaven or paradise. Stick with me. I'm going quick today. All right. So when you get to Acts chapter 1, verse 1, which is written by Brother Luke, a doctor, spirit-filled, tongue-talking doctor, in the first book of Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach unto the day when he was taken up after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit, watch that, through his mother, through the Holy Spirit, to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days. All right, number, talking about that number 40. And what did he do the last 40 days? Speaking about the kingdom of God, not Christianity, not being Catholic, not being Baptist, not being Pentecostal, not being Methodist, not being ultra Pentecostal, not being full gospel, not being charismatic, not being word of faith, not being non-denomination, which the denomination just happened to be non. So he comes and talks about the kingdom of God the last 40 days he's on the planet. This is after he came out the grave. And this was his focus, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. Now I'm Baptist, I'm Presbyterian, I'm Pentecostal. That's not the focus. The focus is the kingdom. Acts 1 verse 4 says, while staying with them, he ordered them not to leave out of Jerusalem, right, which is like their home city, their back cave. Everything they lived and dreamed for was the city of Jerusalem. And inside of this city of Jerusalem was called the temple on top of the mountain. So the Jews were really into the state of Israel, the city of Jerusalem, and the temple on top of the mountain called the Temple Mount. Those are the only three things they died for. They didn't care about nothing else besides the state of Israel, which today is called Palestine, which is now they call it the state of Israel. Depends if you're Palestinian or a Jew. All right. And then you got the city of Jerusalem, which is the size of New Jersey. And you got the Temple Mount where they're supposed to come in to meet God. Jesus Christ was saying that temple will be replaced with a spiritual temple, which is Christ Jesus. I'm the new temple. Enter into me. I enter into you. In my Father's house are many mansions, which means I have gone to prepare a place for you. So I'm going to make a place inside of me by going to Calvary. So we enter into Christ. We enter into the new spiritual temple, which is where God the Father, God the Mother, and all the sons dwell. In my Father's house are many mansions. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 9 and 10. Stick with me. But before Christ takes off to go back to the third heaven, he gives this 500 people crowd a mandate, a final word. And this is what he says in verse 4. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to leave out of Jerusalem, but to wait, but to wait, but to wait, but to wait for the promise of the Father. And the promise of the Father is the Holy Spirit containing access into the kingdom of God. I'll say it again. What's the promise? The Holy Spirit is going to be poured out with access into the kingdom of God. All right. That's what you're waiting for. All right. He said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, which meant repentance, but you will be immersed, same word for baptism, baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days hence or now. So he gives them the location where the allocation is. You're going to have to go to the upper room in Jerusalem to get the first pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Now, don't leave the city till you get the fullness. Now, watch how hard-headed people are, because we're the same way today. Christ says, go left, you go right. Christ says, go right, you go left. Christ says, sit down, you stand up. Christ says, stand up, you sit down. We just like to be disobedient to get attention, I think. I don't know what it is about us. Hello, Brother Darryl. Now, watch this. Verse 6. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you this time, watch the question, will you give the power back to Israel? Will you restore us back to power? Will you make us like we was in the Old Testament, the top nation? Will you put us over all the nations? Will we rule and conquer? Can we overthrow Rome? Let's do a coup. This is all physical warfare. They have not gotten it yet, that this is a new spiritual kingdom that would transform hearts from the inside out. I'm after a whole nother mechanism, a whole nother system. I want to put my spirit inside of you to transform you from physical warfare to spiritual warfare. I want to attack people in the hearts, in the mind. I want to go into the eardrum. I want to go into the eye sockets. I want to go into the heart and put the kingdom inside of people. And those born again saints will embrace my kingdom and operate in the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. Stick with me so far. Going fast. And then the Lord answered the question the way he wants to answer it, not the way you want him to be answered. I say it again. Jesus Christ answers the question the way he wants to answer it, not the way they want to get the type of answer they want. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But what I am going to give you, I'm going to give you what I have, Harold Sharon, but you will receive, stick with me now, but you will receive power, which is the Greek term dunamis. We get our English word dynamite from, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And then you will be my witnesses. Where? In Jerusalem. That's hometown. That's in your house, your family, your apartment, the closest place to you. That's first, that's your foundation. And then you're going to start to spread to Judea. And then you're going 700 miles towards Samaria. All right. And then you're going to take it to the ends of the earth. And what you're taking is the kingdom of God. But I'm going to give you the power to take it. And it said, and the Bible says, and when he had said these things, as he was looking, he lifted up a flew in the air like Superman, or I'm trying to give it to you, or like Captain Marvel. And as he looked at him, a cloud took him out of their sight. Cloud represents the glory of God. Also, clouds represents people who have dead in God, and they hang out in these clouds of glory. Hebrews chapter 11. We're so great. We're so surrounded by this greater cloud of witnesses. So wherever the Father goes, so does all the saints. God bless you, Bree, my spiritual daughter. See you tomorrow at 9:30 in church service. Need everybody in the house. And it says in verse 16, And while they were gazing to heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes, most likely two angels. And it says, men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the heaven, which is the third heaven? There's three heavens, three to the two to the one. Third heaven is where God is. All the dead saints are. Second heaven is spiritual warfare. First heaven is the earth, physical earth. Three to the two to the one. Y'all stick with me? This Jesus who was taken up from you into the heaven, I'm going to translate it to third heaven, he will return or come back the same way as you saw him go into the heaven. So when Christ comes back, finally, it will be a physical return in the same body with the scars in his hand. All right. So I don't believe in full preterism. I believe in partial preterism, which means there will be a bodily return of Christ, establish the power, and finish up what the church have started. Verse 13. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. And you know, a Sabbath day is how many steps is supposed to take in that day. And that's supposed to cross those steps. There's 1,000 so many steps for a Sabbath day journey. If you cross over that step, then you violate the Sabbath. See how bound it was by law? But grace came to free us. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. All these were of one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer together with the woman and the mother of Jesus, Mary, and his brothers. And in those days, Peter stood up amongst the brothers. The company was about 120. How do we move from 500 to 120? Because 380 was hard-headed. Like some of you watching me, I can tell you all day what to do and you won't do it. You'll sit around and complain. And the problem is when the prophet tell you to do something, we sit on it, we think about it, instead of executing what God tell you to do. He told 500 people, go to the local church in Jerusalem, the temple, wait for the Holy Ghost to be poured out, and you won't get the power you need to take this kingdom around the world. Well, guess what? Only 120 obeyed. The other 380 either went back home or they went taking the gospel without the full power. They went half-dressed. Where I realize a lot of believers always try to do what God says half-dressed. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the fullness with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. I just believe that, okay? Now stick with me. I'm going to show you some stuff. I'm moving fast because I'm trying to get everything in today in 1 hour. For he was numbered amongst them and was allotted his share. Wait, verse 16. Brothers, the scripture has to be fulfilled with the Holy Spirit have spoken beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those and arrested Jesus. For he was numbered amongst us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the reward of his wickedness. He called Judas wicked and fallen headlong, which means when he hung himself, his head hit the ground. So apparently the force hanging of himself caused his head to separate from his neck. And the Bible says he burst open in the middle and all of his bowels gushed out. Boy, Judas had a real wicked life here. And he committed suicide, which means it's not a good thing. Verse 19, and it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem so that the field was called in their own language a Keldama, that is to feel the blood, as is written in the book of Psalms. And it says in Psalms, may his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another one take his office. So one of the men who had accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out amongst us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. And they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justice, and Matthias, and they prayed and said, you, Lord, you know the hearts of all. Show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go in his own place. He chose it. God didn't choose it for him. He chose it. And they cast lots. Now, keep in mind, this is their early church. They still deal with a lot of growth. This was a really immature move, but the Bible states it. Goes to show that God does have grace and mercy and can do and allow certain things. And all we mean is accurate, but he's showing you what happened. Everything that might be in the Bible is truly stated, but everything is not a statement of truth. Let me say it again. There are things in the Bible that are truly stated, but they're not a statement of truth. Famous words of Dr. Frederick K.C. Price. And he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And keep in mind, after this, you hear nothing else about this guy that was chosen by lots. All right. Then in chapter 2, this is what happened. 120 was in the upper room, and on the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven the sound like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were filled with the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And the word tongues is the Greek term glossasia, which means different languages. This was supernatural. This is not something you go and learn from a degree from a college. I heard people try to twist this scripture. This was a supernatural event. So 120 Jewish people that was with Jesus, that was at that mountain, when the 380 didn't listen, the 120 obeyed, and the Holy Ghost fell, and they got filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in tongues like this. Some of them did this. Now, that's me speaking in tongues, right? That's my prayer language, right? I don't have to interpret it. What I'm doing, I just edify to myself. I'm explaining to you what I'm doing. I'm interpreting it now. I'm only talking to God for spiritual encouragement, all right? I gave that for an example. So the Holy Spirit fills me, and I have this ability to speak in tongues as I choose so. I can pray in English anytime I want, and I can pray in the Spirit anytime I want. But there are times when I'm in front of people who are of the unlearned community, I have to interpret and explain what I'm doing. If I don't do that, I act like a child, and I don't know the level of the maturity, how to handle the gift. Stick with me. Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, they're dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven, and at the sound of the multitude came together, and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. Now, this was crazy. So at the same time, there was a party going on called the Pentecostal Party, which represents 50 years. And it seemed like every Jew represented every nation around the world was at this spot. So when the Holy Ghost fell in this place, these folks broke out in these tongues, and people would say, wait a minute, how they speaking that language? See, this is a sinner Jew that know Christ as the Savior. And they see this Jew that gave a life to Christ and say, well, how are you speaking in the same tongue I'm speaking? They can say, well, it's the wonderful works of the Lord. Because it says here in verse 7, and they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians and Medes and the Elamites and the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. So the baptism, do you just come to you? Rashima, just listen. You're going to just watch it, all right? I'll talk about that in a few minutes. I'm so glad for your hunger. I love your hunger, Rashima. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? But the others mocking said, they are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing up with 11, lift up his voice and addressed them, men of Judea, all who dwell in Jerusalem, let it be known to you and give ear to my words, for these men are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day, but this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel, in the last days shall it be, God declares, I will pour out my spirit on my flesh. I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young man shall see visions, and your old man will dream dreams. So, which means that when the tongues was heard, when it was heard, that was the proof that Joel was being fulfilled. Now, it's almost time for our first break. It's 2:29. Let's take a break. We'll come back at our commercial. You've been listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com and also watching Mike Radio. Let's take a break and come back.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771.
2001. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to, of course, www.mybroadcastddv.com and also to Mike Live. I've been talking about the Holy Spirit and tongues. I'm teaching this because I want to counteract some stuff that people have been taught. And sometimes it makes people feel bad because you got the tongue gift. And because people abuse it. Hello, Capri Kennedy. God bless you. To your mom, Apostle Mims, to one of the greatest preachers on the planet Earth. To our councilwoman, God bless you, Capri Kennedy. And to your leadership and at your church. So proud of what you guys are doing. God bless you. You females are doing. God bless you, Shireen. God bless you, Clayton. And we're asking everybody to please support our ministry. Please go to the Cash App. Please go and sow a seed today. I am raising close to $2,100 as we begin to open up our community center on River Street. And I got about three people who sold a $100 seed. I'm wondering if I get 20 of you to sow a $100 seed today. Go to the Cash App. You can also hit me up and inbox me. McDuff, I got a gift for you. I come pick it up and pray for you. I need 21 people to sow a $100 seed, and we'll have our community center on River Street. That's what I'm going to say right now. And those of you who feel led by the Spirit of God, go to the Cash App, inbox me, and you're in the Passaic County area. I'll come get it from you, and I'll pray over you. That's what I've been doing. And every ministry not the same. Please don't judge me. If you don't like me, you can cut me off and find somebody else. This is my show. All right? Thank you so much. Back to the teaching. In Acts chapter 2, chapter 14, verses 17, in the last days, it says God will pour His Spirit upon all flesh, not just Jewish people. I'm going to pour my Spirit out on white people, black people, Hispanic people, Dominicans. I'm going to pour it out on even the Martians. I don't care whoever in the earth. I'm going to pour my Spirit out on everybody. And if you take Jesus' name and receive it, the Holy Spirit will move from with you to in you to upon you. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. With and upon. With and upon. I already told you. Holy Spirit. In the Spirit, with the Spirit, and in front of the spirits. But I'm giving it this way. With in the pond, all right? With you, the Holy Spirit pulls you to Christ. When you receive Christ as your Savior, Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit comes in you. Then the baptism of the Holy Ghost comes upon you. So the Holy Ghost got three basic things. With you, in you, upon you. With you, He pulls you to salvation. In you, He saves you and gives you the fruit of the Spirit. When it comes upon you, He gives you the power of the Holy Ghost. So you got these three different moves. And when it comes upon you, you have the power. Watch this. You have the power to speak in tongues. Okay? Now, I do know there are denominational teachers that teach Holy Ghost passed away. You no longer have to speak in tongues. I'm here to help those preachers out. You're teaching something very erroneous, okay? It doesn't mean we're going to agree, and I still love you, but I got to teach the truth on my show. This scripture in Acts chapter 2 tells you that when they heard these folks speaking in tongues, this was a fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. So in these last days, the Holy Ghost will be poured out. And the term last days doesn't mean the last days of the planet Earth. The last days of the Jewish age, the last days of you going to the physical temple trying to find God. And when you study the scriptures, Peter was saying there's going to be a total collapse of the Jewish temple in 70 AD. So within this time period, within 40 years, the temple going to be gone, not one brick left on top of another. And the new temple are human beings that have given a life to Christ, and the Holy Ghost going to fill you up, and you're going to have the power to take the kingdom around the whole world in every single generation. If the apostolic, prophetic, evangelistic, pastoral, and teacher's ministry is in place, and you follow the Holy Spirit, and you yield to the Lordship of Christ, you will take the gospel of the kingdom around the whole world. So these 120, all 120 were speaking in tongues. It wasn't like you spoke, he didn't speak, you spoke. They all had the ability to speak in tongues. Let me show you another scripture. When the Holy Ghost fell, they all spake with tongues, which was the evidence that the Holy Ghost was poured out upon all of them. Go to Acts chapter 10. And let's go to Acts chapter 10. And let's start here. Let's see. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. And this is what it says. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Ghost fell upon who heard the word. And the believers from amongst the circumcision who came with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Ghost was poured out even on the Gentiles. How do they know? Verse 46, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues. Same Greek word, glossasia. And extolling God, then Peter declared, can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Ghost? Look at this. Received the Holy Ghost just as we have. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. Let me break it down to you real quick. There was a mindset that was changing, that God was not only for the physical natural seed Jews that's connected to Abraham. Now God was expanding the system. It wasn't Jews as the only chosen, but the physical Jews was the first chosen. So he is not just after the Jews, he's after non-Jews, which you get the term Gentiles. So the law was given to the Jews first, now is given to everybody second. But there were some Jews who wanted to keep God to themselves. But God is saying, no, I poured the Holy Ghost out on everybody. And I poured it out on Michael McDuffie, a black African-American in Paterson, New Jersey. Right? And he can speak in tongues at will. And he's part of my Jewish family because he's been engrafted into the Jewish faith through Christ Jesus. This is the Israel I'm building. And he got the power because he speaks in tongues. That's the evidence that the Holy Ghost is upon us. That's the second witness that the Holy Ghost is poured out upon everybody. Rashima says this, soon and very soon, bless upon us. Pray for me. I love the Lord too. I never question God. I just thank him. He's always does good, and patience is a virtue. Amen. 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 Love you. Love you. Stick with me, Rashima. Okay? Teaching. So Peter realized that not only has God poured the Spirit out on Jews, but he also poured it out at Caesarea. There was a man named Cornelius, a centurion, a Roman centurion. So the tongue gift wasn't just for the Jews, it was for Rome. And so some of the Jews who were still bound by racism, still bound by biases and prejudice, would say, well, guess what? The same Holy Ghost that we have, I heard them speak in the tongues. So the Holy Ghost is poured out them too. Oh, my God. So we got three times the scriptures points to the Holy Ghost with tongues. One time, Acts chapter 2, he confirms it in Joel chapter 2. And now here in Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 48, when Peter says, I see. So the Holy Ghost was poured out because I heard them speaking in other tongues. Let's go to Acts chapter 19. I'm going through the tongue scriptures first, okay? And I'm going to deal with the one I kind of know people say, there was a couple of times if the Holy Ghost filmed, they're speaking tongues. I'm going to teach you about that. Watch this. I bless and see if I don't have a church home that says, yeah, I pray all the time. Hey, you need to visit my church, Rashima. You need to come this Sunday at 9:30. Come on, 2 hours, 9:30, 11:30. Inbox me. Come visit the church. And my church is not open to everybody. I have invitation only. This is what I'm doing this season. Hello, Minister Nikki. God bless you. Woman of God, powerful woman of God. Acts chapter 19. Look at this. It says, and it happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the inland country and came to Ephesus. There he found some disciples, and he said to them, did you receive the Holy Ghost when you believe? And they says, no, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And then he said unto them, then what will you baptize? They said, into John's baptism. And Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him. That is Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stick with me. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, their new converts to Christ, their one-time disciples of John, and Paul says, well, since you obey John, John also says you're going to give your life to Jesus. So they say, okay. And when Paul leads them to Jesus, he puts his hand on each of them, about 12 of them, and every time he touched them, they began to speak in tongues. And watch this. And they began to prophesy. They began to operate in the other gifts of the Spirit. And the Bible here says, and there were about 12 men in all. And in verse 8, and he entered the synagogue and for 3 months, 90 days, spoke boldly, reasoning and persuading about the kingdom of God. And when some became stubborn and continued unbelief, speaking evil of the way before the congregation, he withdrew from them and took the disciples with him, reasoning daily in the hall. Watch this. Tyrannus. This continued for 2 years so that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. And guess what's so deep? When he found people operating in unbelief and stubbornness, he went someplace else. Stop trying to force your stuff on people when they made a decision not to receive you. That's one of the things I've learned in my 30s. When you share in the gospel of the kingdom and folks don't like it, they quit, leave. Leave them alone and go get somebody else. Don't stop. And don't give much energy to it. And don't sit with folks on one-on-one meetings who hate you in the first place. Folks call me, I want to meet with you. About what? About what? What it is? If it's not a good reason, no, I got time. Or I'll book them a year later because if they're going to stick around. People want to slow you down, make you feel sorry for, babe, go someplace else. My new statement is go over there someplace. For every one, there's seven others that will take their place. When someone wants something from you, they're going to stick with you, good, bad, and indifferent, because there's something on you that they need. Talking about the Holy Ghost and the kingdom of God. Now watch this. So I've given you three different scriptures that shows when the Holy Ghost fell, they all spoke in other tongues, all of them. Okay. Now, there's a place in scripture and also Acts, where the Bible says the Holy Ghost filled the apostles and they began to speak in boldness. It doesn't say they spoke in tongues, but it doesn't say they didn't speak in tongues. It's just not connected to that scripture text. The writer could just believe, why do I have to keep saying they spoke in tongues? Who to say they didn't? Hello, Maxine, one of my spiritual daughters. And it also said in Ephesians, stay filled with the Holy Spirit. So filled with the Holy Spirit could be speaking in tongues. Filled with the Holy Spirit could represent boldness. Filled with the Holy Spirit could be that you sing in songs and keep your mind on Christ. Just stay filled. All right. I have on my feet a pair of sneakers. And up under the string is this thing called tongues. Watch how deep this is. Right. And if I don't use the tongue of the sneaker, it's still a sneaker. Okay, I used to coach some tournament basketball, and I saw this high school kid come to the try for the tournament, and he played a good game, and all this time long, his sneakers were untied. He wore sneakers like a cool guy. He's a big guy, too. I said, why don't you tighten your sneakers up? Nah, I always wear them untied. He go and sprain an ankle. See, he didn't use the tongue of the sneaker properly. So tongues does not save you, but it's available. Just because you don't speak it doesn't mean it's not dormant. So even though the tongues is not used, it's still a sneaker. So the Holy Ghost is ready to move through you if you yield to it. But every time you sit in your little church circle, somebody say, it's no longer for today. It went out with the old church. It's no longer here today. Come on, come on, come on. Let me tell you, I'm going to show you another scripture about tongues. I'm going to have to do part two to this later because there's no way. I went through a whole lot. I even get to 1 Corinthians 14. Go to Mark chapter 16. And I'm proving to you that when the Holy Ghost fall, you got the power to speak in tongues. I'm killing that lie that tongues is no longer for the day. But I don't teach that you got to speak in tongues to be saved. All right. Sneaker is still a sneaker, even if you don't use the tongue. Salvation is found in Christ and Christ Jesus alone. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. After he came out of the grave, Jesus said to his disciples, go into all the cosmos, the world, and proclaim the gospel. Gospel is the kingdom to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Don't have to be water baptism. Baptize me, become one in Christ. He that does not believe will be condemned. All right, so all this about this inclusion gospel that you don't have to believe in Jesus and all roads lead to God, erroneous political lies. Christ Jesus is the bomb diggity. Christ Jesus lit. Verse 17, and these signs will accompany those that believe in my name that cast out devils. They will speak in new tongues. So you have to believe. So time you say, I don't believe in tongues, that's why I don't work. Real simple. So whoever don't believe, whatever do believe, whatever you don't or do believe, they're both the truth. When you don't believe follow you. When you believe follow you. So when you say, I don't believe, it's all you get. You both get what you believe. Remember in Numbers chapter 11, one party says, we can take the promised land. You got what you believe. Another party says, we can't take it. You got what you believe. You both got it. So when folk tell them to believe in tongues, okay, then don't get it. But don't block me when I got it. See, it's my spirit man talking to God. It does not have to be interpreted because I'm not using it as a public teaching gift. I'm making a point. I'm explaining something and I'm interpreting it right now. I'm explaining to you how I'm using it. My spirit is talking to God. I'm being spiritually edified. But I'm mostly talking in English because I want everybody to understand me. Okay? Amen. Amen. And you can also inbox me, Rashima. Inbox me and I'll send you my text, my number, and we'll talk. Okay, Rashima? Because I need you to connect to our local body. If you're going to join this circle, get in this thing while you can. Because this Sunday, we'd love to see you. Okay? And the Bible says that in my name, you will pick up serpents with their hands. And if you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. And it says that you will lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. And verse 19, so then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, sat down at the right hand of God. And while they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirm the message by the accompanying sign. What signs? The same signs in verse 17, 18, and 19. What signs? What signs? Cast out devils, speak in tongues, take up serpents, drink anything will hurt you, lay as a sick shall recover. Those are the signs. So stop trying to get rid of tongues. Stop trying to get rid of it. It's just because you don't have it. I mean, other folks don't have it. And when preachers get up and say it no longer exists, yes, it exists in your congregation. And you don't know how to handle it. Oh yes, and listen, I'm gonna get you filled with the Holy Ghost. God gonna let me do that, Rashima. Let me tell you something. My wife has a real gift for leading folks in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, and I feel the Holy Spirit while I'm ministering. And I'm gonna tell you something. I might do a crazy prayer at the end of this broadcast. 2:59. I got 2:55. My brother, I got 5 minutes. All right, so I got 5 minutes. And what I just showed you, just in this little hour, is that tongues accompany the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I know you feel something. Rashima, lift your hands up and say this prayer like you mean. Say, I receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Rashima, lift your hands up. I receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Say it to yourself, Rashima. Hold the phone in your one hand or put your phone down. Lift your hand up and just say this, Rashima. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. I believe that God the Father raised me from the dead. Lord Jesus, take control of my life. Take control of my heart. Now Jesus Christ, baptize me with the Holy Ghost. I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, Rashima, lift your hand and begin to pray in tongues. Lift it up and just join it with me. Open your mouth, begin to speak, and the Holy Ghost is coming through you. Mecca, I'm trying to reach you. I need you. I need your authority. We got jobs available. I need your help, manager. I've been trying to reach you. God bless you, your husband, your family. God bless you. Mecca, inbox me. I need your connection. We're creating jobs. We want to create jobs for our young people, and I got a training program. I want to help get some people hired at your store. Hit me up, Mecca. God bless you. God bless your family. Glory be to God. And Rashima, lift your hand, begin to speak in tongues. Lift it up. Just that simple. You gotta change your clothes. You gotta be perfect. Just lift your hand. Amen. Now, I gave a whole lot within an hour, and I got less than 4 minutes. It's 2:51. And what I just showed you just in a little bit, that when the Holy Ghost falls upon you, you have the power to speak in tongues. Now, When you sit under certain ministries and the pastor or the leader don't do it, most likely he gonna tell you not to do it. Or because he or she don't understand it, because of their ignorance, they shut you down. But there's so many people in our congregation that are operating in the gifts of the Spirit, but they attend ministry that don't talk about it. So a lot of times people got these dreams, they got these what they call hallucinations, or they got these deja vus, or they got dead folk walking in a house. They see dreams and visions. They're like, what is this stuff? And if you're in a wrong ministry, you're going to be led astray. That's why I teach SITU. That's why I do this on Facebook Live. That's why I do EternalLifeTV.com Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, the Matrix of my TV show. That's why I do www.glorysongs.net every Tuesday, 6 to 8 o'clock. That's why I do www.mybroadcastddv.com every Saturday, because ignorance is a killer. You think college is expensive? You ought to try the cost of ignorance. Boy, that's real expensive. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It's 2:52. I got 3 minutes. And I'm going to stop right there. What I'm going to do later, I don't know when, because I got two SITU classes to teach. One at 6, one at 11:30 tonight. But I'm telling you, I gave you in a nutshell how to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And many of you watching me, you may feel something on your tongue. Somebody may feel needles on your face. It feel like a whole bunch of needles. You feel that's the presence of the Holy Spirit, and it wants to break through. And the reason why I don't break through is easy, because your mind tells you this is not real. I remember one time when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I was on the phone with a guy from 700 Club. His name was Brother Fred. And I remember I was a junior in high school. I had given my life to Jesus, but I can feel the presence of God on me. And I remember I got on the phone with a prayer warrior on the 700 Club. His name was Brother Fred. And Brother Fred led me in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I was on the phone. He said, come on, son, join in with me. Start releasing those tongues. And I felt all these needles and stuff in my mouth. And I did this. I held my tongue out loud. And I hung the phone up. I said, something wrong with that man. Come to find out, there's nothing wrong with him. It's wrong with me. I was ignorant. You got to flow with the Holy Spirit, with you, in you, upon you, in the Spirit, and work with the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit can move upon you, but you got to do the speaking. For they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. It didn't say the Spirit gave them utterance and they spoke in tongues. It says they spoke in tongues and the Spirit gave them utterance. So you speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit follows up with the utterance. See, it works the other way around. If you're in the wrong ministry, you're going to be a mental hospital because you would think you're crazy. President Crystal, you are so correct. Listen, I got to begin to close. I got 2 minutes. Let me make this announcement. This Sunday at 9:30 a.m., the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church will have our regular Sunday morning service. I'm telling you, this is an exciting Sunday. We're meeting at 9:30. If you want to attend, please inbox me. Say, McDuffie, what's the address? And I'll send the address to my home church, because we meet in the living room, okay? And I got a small group of core leaders. I'm not after mega ministry. I'm after mega people. If you want God to use you, meet me this Sunday at 9:30. Bring your tithes and your offerings. Bring your iPad and your Bible, and let's get down. All right, that's where I'm at right now. And I'm also believing God, because I'm about to open up a community center. We're raising $2,500, and three people sent $100. And I'm looking for the rest of you to join in to help me. Help me sow a seed today. Then at 1:30, I'm going to be having a new church service called Will and Grace Ministries with my new Hispanic and Latino ministry family. Hispanic and Latinos has embraced Pastor Mike, and we're meeting at 1:30 p.m. I don't agree about wrong ministry. Maybe different. Well, maybe, Rashimi. There are some wrong ministries, because there are some ministries that are wrong. I disagree on that. Different is true, but sometimes some stuff is wrong because it's erroneous. All right, I'm in a ministry where folks have snakes and want to bite themselves and say that Mark chapter 16 won't poison them. That's a wrong ministry, okay? Now, there's differences of belief, but what happened, when I say wrong, I mean directly contrary to the scriptures, all right? So there's wrong and there's different. There's both, okay? Hey, I got to go. And I want to thank you for watching, of course, watching Mike Live, but also listen to www.mikebroadcastddb.com. And this is exciting. I got to go. Thank you for listening and watching.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.